Hello, everyone. My name is Caleb, and you're turning into the forecast. I'm here with my good pal, Trenton Two Times.
Hello, everyone.
Also here with Rami.
Big Drew.
And I'm here with Jaylen, also known as Jaybird.
Oh, yeah. You already know what the fuck's going on.
You already know what's going on. On today's episode, we've named it The Glitch. We shall be talking about the Bad Baby versus Woe Vicky situation. We'll be talking about Offset cheating on Cardi B. And then, you know, all the tweets he made about it, those are very inappropriate.
Pretty sus. Pretty sus. Very, very sus.
And lastly, we'll be talking about our entire classroom coming together to troll one of our teachers.
Miss Morris.
Is that what we're calling her? Miss Morris?
We're calling her Miss Morris.
Yes.
All right. Well, guys, let's jump to the first point, the Woe Vicky and Bad Baby. What was it, like, 2 months ago whenever they got into the situation in the studio?
Late October.
I remember seeing that video. Honestly, I would love to see this fight. I mean, they've been talking heat for about a couple years now.
Remember that little girl? I forgot what her name was. Lil Tay.
Lil Tay.
Yeah, Lil Tay. Oh my.
Yeah. She was in that situation too, but she's gone now.
I totally.
But
Lil Tay? Didn't she have like an abusive dad or some shit?
I don't know what was going on. I think they forced her to do media or whatever.
You know, can I just say this? You know, there's a lot of littles now. I'm tired of all the littles. You know,
there are a lot.
You got Lil Wayne. You got
Lil Wayne's a goat,
though. He was the original.
Can you shut up for a second?
Listen,
there's a lot of Lils. That's all I'm saying. I do listen to rap. All right, I do listen to rap, bud.
All right, guys, let's get back on the topic. We kind of strayed away. So, Rami, what do you have to say about it? I'd love to hear your opinion on it.
Woe Vicky would win it in a 10-round fight.
Oh my
god, you're mental.
Woe Vicky.
You're mental.
The Bad Baby knock her out one, maybe two.
Yeah, it's looking.
Come on, somebody has to agree with me.
Nobody agrees with you because you're wrong.
Listen, right? Okay, let me give my argument.
Oh, go ahead.
Bad Baby is bad, right? She got an ass.
She's so bad. Like,
she got
so
taken,
bad.
Right? That would slow her down in the fight. Well, Vicky is fresh.
Has nothing.
She's built,
yes,
like, she's built like a man. She's built like a man. She can easily fight. She,
so are you saying that
because
you're
lose.
Fat, you can't fight? Because you're fat in real life, so you can't fight. Is that what you're telling me?
Okay, yes. Here we go. Oh, you starting?
All right. I guess fat people can't fight. Continue.
Fat
and skinny people.
Didn't that fat Mexican guy win, like, the championship or something?
Oh, he's a different breed.
You talking about the knocked out Anthony Joshua,
yes,
and that fat dude?
Yes. He's a different breed.
Yes, fat power.
Yeah, fat people can fight. What are you talking about? But anyway. Trent, what do you have to say? I haven't heard.
Okay, listen. Did you see Bad Baby? She went to, this is like recent. This was like yesterday or 2 days ago. She went to that girl's house. I forgot who it was.
Miley.
She went to her house.
I remember.
And
that.
She was outside the door. Right. That proved to me right there that she knew she could whoop her ass.
She's really about
that. Maybe it's a real step, but to drive one and a half hours to pull up to somebody's crib.
One and a half hours. Do you know how hard it must be to be angry for an entire 1.5 hour drive?
You know what?
Like, how do you sit there
and wasted? She didn't even get to fight. You know how much?
Yeah, she didn't even get to fight.
She called her
that,
mom out. That shit was crazy.
This is a special segment in our podcast. The clown of the week. I think she goes to Malu Trevejo. She literally sent her. She sent her mom out to fight Bad Baby.
No. Let's get to the Offset situation later.
Yeah, low key. I think we should save the clown until that because that's a huge story.
Yeah, he is a pretty big clown for that one too.
But Jaybird, what do you have to say? I got, you know, their two opinions. I haven't really got to hear you specifically.
To be honest, Caleb, it's time for you to play the audio because if you don't think that Bad Baby is gonna win, you should just.
Real shit.
Yep. That's
beautiful. That's the first kill yourself in the forehead.
Bad Baby has that mentality to fight. But I'm just, Woe Vicky is built to win.
Huh?
I just want to understand.
She's built like a man.
I want to understand one thing. What have you been smoking to think that in any universe, well,
why aren't you high on perks, Trenton?
Okay.
Didn't they take you off of Percocet?
All right, big man. This is not
okay. Perfect. At least I'm not fat. So.
Shut the hell up.
So anyway, so anyway,
continue with the debate, big boy.
So the 3 out of 4 of us say that Bad Baby would win, right? I think yes. I think it's not even a discussion.
I don't think it's close.
Bad Baby, it should be a unanimous decision. Bad
I think
Baby's
I think it should be unanimous. Why are you saying, well, Vicky, just because how
she's just built to win.
What does that mean, though?
Have you seen
what does
her,
that mean?
Her, like, okay. fighting training videos, like where she was fighting the shopping cart or some shit? It was just
what give me a valid reason. I'll back you. Give me a valid reason. I don't see your thinking. Okay. I don't see it wrong.
Listen, well, Vicky, let's see how tall. Somebody look this up for me. How tall is Will? How tall is Will, Vicky?
Hold on. Let me get that up.
Here, I'll pull it up right now. Are you pulling up a Bad Baby or Will Vicky training?
Whoa, Vicky.
All right, I'll do Bad Baby.
How tall is Whoa, Vicky? She is 5'4".
5'4".
Bad Baby low key is only 5'2", so.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Okay.
Oh. She, right there.
She
Whoa,
got the
Vicky,
reach, though.
She wins with reach.
Okay.
And listen, Whoa, Vicky is 25% black.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, good point.
That's a good point.
I thought she was like one.
No, that's what she claims. She's 25%
to be 25% black. According to an ancestry test,
she literally has a black birthday. She has a regular birthday and a black birthday.
Wow!
And she has girls
trying too hard to be black.
I mean, that's a good thing, though.
And by the way, her name is Victoria Waldrip. Are you kidding?
What's her last name?
Waldrip. And
yeah, she's
when you look her up on DreShare, she is considered an African American popular Instagram star.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
You know what, Rami, hold on. I think you might have just sold me, buddy.
How much does she weigh? She weighs a whopping 119 pounds with a 33B bra size. She is built like a man.
Wait, how do you know
How do people know that? Is she a minor?
Did he just say bra size?
How does he know? Okay, guys. Daniel Bergoglio only weighs 99 pounds.
Like, come on, she has her beat.
That's looking really well. That's looking 99.
And she's 18 years old. Well, Vicky's 18, so she is not illegal.
She does have the age advantage. Rami, you sold me, buddy. I think Vicky might have it now.
This is absolute bullshit.
The height, the reach, the weight, the age.
She just
everything
she has
is there. Everything is there. The but stats what, are there. On paper
what you guys
there.
Are failing to understand. What you guys are failing to understand. Is that
Miami.
Bad Baby actually has a real story. She was on Dr. Phil because she was actually crazy. Because
she was about that shit.
She was about that shit. But guess what?
Vicky isn't about that action.
Get clout. She had well, no real backstory.
What does that have anything to do with her fighting? What does that have anything to do with her fighting?
Jalen had a point. You cannot lie that Whoa Vicky is just a clone of Bad Baby.
Exactly.
Let's all be honest.
No, I will not.
Let's be honest.
I can be black. I can get money off this.
She literally did the exact same thing as Bad Baby did, except she was a lot uglier when she was doing it.
Are you saying, whoa, Vicky copy Bad Baby?
That's
exactly what I'm saying.
I thought Vicky was out there before Bad Baby.
All right.
No.
Maybe I'm just slow. I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah, no. I found something and it's over.
Go ahead.
She was arrested in a North Carolina mall for assault on a law enforcement officer.
Stop.
Who was?
Well, Vicky.
Take it home.
Come on.
Wait, hold on. Let me see Bad Baby. Let's see. Because I know she's definitely had to have some type of charge.
Since some sort of law enforcement.
Well, Vicky immediately started saying the N-word.
Speaking of that, you know Bad Baby had her own stripper pole at the house?
Like, come on, bro.
Okay.
What does that have anything to do with her fighting?
She may be able to dance on the pole, but can't she fight?
Jalen is trying to tell us that she just has that body finesse so she could just dodge everything. Like, she's going to be quick on her feet.
Caleb, you
sound
slow.
She's going to fly like a butterfly and sing like a...
Caleb, I can't lie. You're kind of stretching with that one.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to help you here, you know?
I mean, I still think Bad Baby's going to win.
Are you ready for this? Daniel Bergoglio, who's 14, was sentenced to 5 years probation Tuesday in Del Rio Beach, Florida, after pleading guilty to 4 charges back in June.
Damn, it's her probation officer
two
sucks.
Counts.
14.
Listen,
14. You know what
two
I mean?
Counts. 2 counts of grand theft, possession of marijuana, and filing a false police report. You
her
know
probation
she
officer
is.
Oh,
sucks.
She files reports to the police.
False police report.
Okay, but that means she's telling police about stuff.
And?
Come on.
False She's report. That means she lied to Belize, big boy.
That ain't made no damn sense.
Listen, okay. I think the bottom line is when you look at it on paper, when you look at it, the stats, when you look at it from a sensical point of view, you two are speaking with emotions because you just think Bad Baby is cute or whatever. Me and Rami are looking at the facts. We're looking at the facts. Don't and the facts is that Whoa Vicky would win, and that is the fact.
No,
that is
okay. The fact. You know what? I'm going to let you guys win this because we got to move on to our next topic. How long has it been? It's been about 10 minutes.
Hey, no, she was actually 44% African.
Oh, 44.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know.
Looks pretty white to me.
She does look pretty white. I'm not even going to lie. Her name's Victoria. She's
Victoria Waldron.
You know what they say?
Waldron. Okay. Let's get on to this next topic. A very suspect topic. Offset was caught texting 6ix9ine's baby mama. His baby mama then screenshots the text messages and posts it on social media.
Imagine.
And
for Offset to cover it up, he posts gay tweets on Twitter.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the tweets right now.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let me preface this. Hold on, guys. Let me preface this. We have nothing against gay people.
There you go.
We love all people. Black people, gay people, big people, small people, everything. But
it's all a joke. We're all joking
continue.
Here.
We're just here for comedy. Let's continue.
We're just here for jokes.
Okay, so the tweets that he had supposedly been hacked and they had posted, he said, "I lick ass cheeks. I'm gay, y'all. Balls in my face."
Wow.
And he did this to fake that he got hacked. But the problem is, he got hacked on Twitter, but him texting 6ix9ine's baby mama was on Instagram.
He said, "Miss you for real" on Instagram.
It was on Instagram, but he got hacked on Twitter.
Hacked on Instagram. See, that's why he's the clown of the week.
And that's why he...
He is clown of the week.
He is clown of the week.
That's our first clown of the week on the forecast. It has to be. And
the thing is, he made it even worse by saying gay stuff to try to cover it up.
Like, imagine at the end of the year.
Quite honestly, I would just like to... I would like to give my take on this. I don't think he's in the wrong here.
What?
I don't think he's in the wrong here.
Okay.
I don't think he's in the wrong here.
Let me go ahead. Caleb, pull out the soundboard.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I explain, please? Listen. This is a man. This is a man who's looking for attention.
He's looking
to. He's looking to
rip our soundboard.
Get more stuff. He faked the hacking. That doesn't mean it was
very
wrong. That doesn't make him a clown.
He put a good effort in.
The only reason I'm gonna agree with Trenton here is because that Cardi B believed him. Cardi believed.
Why isn't she the clown of the week?
She actually.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She believed that it was. Hacked.
Exactly. She did believe, and it was two different apps.
Like, I would have believed it too. I would have believed it too.
What?
I would have believed it too.
He said balls in my face, Trenton.
I mean, if that's not something he normally says, apps. I would see. I understand that. But I'm saying, bottom line, end of the day, he was not in the wrong in what he did, and he's not a clown. I don't think he should be clown of the week, quite honestly.
Trenton. Think about it. You're ending off one of the greatest decades of our generation by saying balls in my face.
Listen. I don't care about the whole balls in my face gay stuff. I don't give a shit about that. He could have said, I was about to say something very.
is it something that you like to say a lot?
Is it to say something invalid? But anyways, I don't care what the contents are. The fact is that he's not a clown for faking that hacking. He's not a clown. He had to do what he had to do.
You know,
even though it didn't work
for,
in the end.
Listen,
even
you know
though it didn't work in the end.
For?
Even though
for
it
cheating.
Didn't
work. Cheating is clownery.
Especially
is
on Cardi B.
On Cardi B. He's so bad.
I mean, that loud ass
so
mouth
bad.
Probably be annoying
she
as
is
fuck.
Loud but loud. Still, it makes up because she's so bad.
She do got that ass though. I can't even cap.
So much.
You got that mouth all right.
Okay.
That mouth way too loud.
Jesus Christ.
Just imagine 8:30 in the morning. You hear her ass fucking screaming, "Oh, Kurt!" It's as soon as she gets out of bed.
Oh God.
Just listen to this. Picture this. I text a girl and I get exposed on Instagram, right?
Right.
But no, I want to lie and say I got hacked.
Yeah, so you just have to man up to it.
It would be smart to post on Instagram stuff acting like I got hacked. But no, I go
you
to
should
Twitter.
Have posted
the
balls
Twitter,
in my face on
Twitter.
Instagram.
Why would he go to Twitter?
I see his thinking though. Because a lot of people, what are you going to post on Instagram? Like a picture of the hacker? That doesn't even make any sense.
Story,
if you were hacking someone and you were trying to make it seem real, no, you go to Twitter because that's where
you
people
can
put
easily
stuff. You don't go it on Instagram.
But you
that
can blast
cover
screen
up
a comment.
Instagram DMs at
it
all.
Does
it's
cover it up. It does cover up because his phone was hacked.
His phone got hacked. So listen,
there's a certain person in our class who can hack a whole phone.
Okay, if you hack Austin's phone, the first thing you're doing is doing that on his phone.
You're tweeting.
Are you not?
Are
you?
I don't know what in the world. I don't know what this person did to his phone. I don't know what else. I don't know what else he's done. But it was a good fake. It was a good fake.
It was not a good fake.
It was
not
a good fake.
That was the worst fake of
2020. It was so obvious. Everybody knew it. Come on.
That was not a good fake at all. That was a red ball play action.
Only person who didn't know
was
Cardi B.
That was a play. Yeah, that was a messed up play action, bro.
A messed up play action?
He went to pull the ball back.
He didn't read the play
right. He accidentally hit
it. He did not read the play right.
It was an action play, and
It was a run play option, and he gave the ball up whenever he should have just threw it down to Ian. Huh. Wait, can we say his
shout
name?
Out
on
Ian Ward.
Yeah, shout out
Ian Ward. Follow him on
shout
Instagram.
Out Wardy.
Yeah, Ian.
Shout
yeah,
out Wardy.
Ian.
Shout out stupid fucking Nicholas.
I think that he was a clown for it.
I think he was a clown.
He's our first clown of the week.
I mean, go right in.
What type of if you're going to fake a hacking? Put it on the correct app.
Why would you go all the way over to Twitter? His phone got hacked. I'm sorry, but
I see the thinking. I see his thinking.
Okay, I see the thinking too, but he... What?
Imagine.
I see his thinking. I see his
thinking. All types of wrong plays here. Like, I mean, wrong app. Wrong thing to say. He could have said anything in the world, but he wanted to say that. I mean, come on.
Okay, come on, kid. Somebody, I need some research just for scientific purposes. What does 6ix9ine's ex look like?
She's so bad.
Okay, she is bad too, but so is Cardi B.
Like, is it worth it though? Is it that much of an upgrade from Cardi B?
Let me see. It's low key an upgrade. I'm not even gonna cap.
Cardi
B is okay. Listen, Cardi B is not that bad.
Okay, but I mean, she has like no ass.
Hold on. There's no way. Tekashi 6ix9ine dated her. She has to have a fucking wagon on her.
I used to think 6ix9ine was gay.
He might be. Okay. You know, he might be bi.
I mean,
you really never know these days. It's 2019. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Hold on. I'm pulling her up right now. I'm trying to figure out what her name is.
I mean, but just regardless, he messed up. He messed up because first he tries to cheat on Cardi B. He goes back to his ex. That's two mess ups right there. Three, when he gets exposed, there's nothing he could have really done about getting exposed. When he gets exposed, he then goes to Twitter. To Twitter? When he DM'd her on Instagram and then goes to Twitter. That's just, I don't, like... Somebody should have told him. He could have done better than that.
Yeah,
someone
should have told him.
The wrong play for sure.
I mean, doesn't he have like some type of management that was like, that's the worst idea you could have done?
Come on.
Like, if he would have just owned up to it,
it would have been more respectful.
It would have been way more respectful. But even if he would have done it on the same app, if he would have done it on Instagram, it would have been at least a little better.
Clown of the week.
Oh my god, how long we spent on that? We spent about 10 minutes on that. I think we should move on to our final topic.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move on to the next topic. So, this is a final topic. It's about something that happened the other day. What day was it? I believe it was Friday.
I'd say last Friday.
Wait, no, it was... this was...
Was it this Friday or Wednesday?
I think it started like on Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Let me see when the emails actually got sent out. Hold on.
That's not the important part of the story. But we walk into a certain teacher's class in the morning who we will call Miss Morris.
In respect of one of the main characters.
Yeah.
We get into class, and one of the first things she says is, "Oh, sorry, guys. There was some type of glitch on Google Classroom. Your notes got taken
down." Oh, okay.
And, you know, immediately, I just knew that was bullshit. What type of glitch just randomly
deleted? Like, just randomly happens. Like, did you think that was going to fool us?
I asked her. I said, "So you deleted him?" She said, "No." And then...
Wait, hold on, Jalen. Before you go any farther, we completely forgot about
our sponsor. We completely forgot about it.
We were just too in depth with our discussion.
So we're gonna I'll continue that story. Let's hear a quick break from our sponsors.
Thank you, Anchor. Yeah, thank you to our sponsors.
Please make sure people. You check out Anchor. Anyways, so we get into the class and she's like, "Oh, we got deleted from a glitch." I'm like, first of all, that doesn't even make sense.
That really does.
Google Classroom glitching? Are you kidding?
Just out of nowhere?
I raised my hand.
It makes absolutely no sense.
I raised my hand. I say, "So you deleted it." She said, no, I swear. It was a glitch. And then she kept on talking. I was like, this really doesn't make sense. I asked her again. I said, "So did you really just delete it or is it a glitch?" She was like, "No, it was an actual glitch. You can ask the other class." I was like, okay, that sounds like bullshit. I asked Caleb, I said, "Do you believe this?" He said, "No."
No, I didn't believe it one bit.
Anyways, so we get into our next class, or like two classes later, we get into biology. We asked somebody, we said, did Miss Morris delete your notes? They say, "Oh no, our notes are still up." They show us the notes.
What in the world?
We were flabbergasted.
They literally showed us the
notes. We were absolutely shocked.
Once they showed me the notes, I was just absolutely disappointed.
I was astonished.
I just wasn't even very surprised. Honestly, I really wasn't, because I was like, I knew it wasn't a glitch. That didn't make sense in the first place.
It's something Miss Morris would do.
That is something she would do. I mean, I could see her.
Miss Morris is a great teacher, though. If she's listening to this, she's amazing.
I hope she's listening right now. I hate you.
Oh, my God. I just want to hear.
Anyways. So. All right, go ahead and tell the story, Caleb. Go ahead and tell the story.
We want you to say it.
We're asking this girl named Kiera. Shout out
to
her.
Shout out, Kiera.
No, shout out to her. No.
She's going to be listening. Shout out to her. What a go for real. Hold on, guys. Shout out my baby. I know she's listening.
Oh my god. Shout out to Marie. Nobody cares.
She said she was listening. I just had to shout her.
Nobody cares. All right.
Hello to Caleb's.
So we move on and we're in biology. We ask her, were the notes still there? She shows us they are. So then we go into a very, we're on an attack.
We're depressed. We're getting into
fourth period now.
We're trying
to figure out what is going on. So we figured out that she deleted it on purpose. And then we have
our Lord in the beginning.
Our Savior.
Jalen we'll did know him. That shit from
we'll
the
call
beginning.
Him. You know what? We'll just
colorblind call him Charles. Jesus.
Yeah, no, Charles. Charles
colorblind Jesus.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Charles. Charles is such a goat. No.
Charles go retarded on the computer.
Charles had a copy of the slides, and he said I could just post it back to Google Classroom, and we thought we could make a joke out of it.
We thought we were making a joke out of
posting the slides to Google Classroom.
That was an amazing idea. Brilliant.
We all thought it was a pretty good idea.
Thank you. We should all
go comment and stuff like that, and just to make it funny, I guess. So once Charles posted it, we all go and just start commenting, "Thanks, Charles, this and this and that." We just sound like some Facebook moms, right?
Didn't we have
you should have heard mine. Let me say mine.
We had almost 17, I think we had 17 comments.
Did we? I thought it was more mine.
We're on Google Classroom. All of a sudden, we look and it says feed has been updated. We're like, oh shit, something's happened. We go and we see that Miss Morris has literally deleted the slides, our comments, and made it so we can't comment anymore. So we go insane. We're dying in the classroom.
I was so fed up. I don't know if you guys saw me, but I was just I couldn't believe that Miss Moore. I couldn't believe there was a teacher that would do something
Shut
like
up,
this.
Shut up, Caleb. No one cares.
Like anyway, that doesn't even make any sense.
Can you stop being petty, please, Jamie?
Please stop being petty. And then Charles moves on and he's like, "Okay, maybe I can email it to everyone." He goes ahead and emails it to everyone. And it worked. Everyone started commenting on it. And then after a couple minutes,
then we have like 15 more comments.
Yeah, we had a lot. Even Devin, if you're listening to this, shout out to you.
Shout out, Devin. Shout out, everybody.
How many shout outs have we done?
Shout out to everybody that's listening. You guys are all beautiful people.
Yeah, all y'all
beautiful. I hope you're enjoying. Yeah, please share it. Please share it.
Anyway,
I don't know when this is coming out, but share it, please.
Good God, we need it.
So we go and we see what she has done. Miss Morris has made the slides private. She made us use the request access.
Imagine.
And at that point, we were all just flabbergasted.
Fed up.
You know, there's a problem when everybody's getting.
I absolutely flipped my shit.
Literally.
Everybody's getting 20s on your test, and then you go and make the notes private.
Private?
You
know, like, come on. If people are failing your test, are you just going to make the notes private? Are you kidding?
You know, some people are getting 2% on their test, if you all 2%. Know what I'm saying.
Anyway.
If you all know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
But sure.
You don't know what I'm saying?
But I understand.
I mean,
I got you. I get what you're talking about, but I don't understand.
Show anyway, at this point, it's gone too far.
It has gone way too far.
Literally calls our teacher's classroom and ask for Mr. Charles. We are just dying.
Oh, like,
every the phone. On the floor.
I remember some times before that, the phone had rang, and every single time we were 100% sure that Ms. Morris was calling us.
We were so scared it was Ms. Morris.
And the one time she actually did call us, we just freaked out. It was...
She gets on the phone. We proceed here. She calls, and they start talking. And she plays the glitch off for a little bit longer. She's like, yeah, it was a glitch. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And I was like, really? It was a glitch? And then she breaks it to him. She was like,
she
no,
broke. She folded under the pressure.
She folded to Charles. She was like, no, it was not a glitch. I deleted it. He was like, wow, really?
Charles was on the phone. He said, there was no glitch.
There was no glitch. I mean, it was honestly.
Meanwhile, while he's on the phone, everyone in the class, even people that aren't even in the class.
He's not even in the class. Shout out to Kalane, who got suspended from our class.
He did get suspended.
Shout out to you.
Shout out.
He even commented on the post. So, I mean, he was in the email. Anyway.
He doesn't even have her class, does he?
He's not even in her class.
He doesn't have her class.
He's a dumbass.
Not even next semester.
Yeah, he's a dumb fuck.
He'll have no contact with her, and he's just faking her.
So, how do you guys feel about this overall? Let's talk about this now.
Jay Bird, you can go first.
Yeah, you can go first. How do you feel that a teacher would stoop so low?
To be honest, it really didn't surprise me, but I just thought the whole situation was hilarious. After it happened, I wasn't even mad. I just thought it was hilarious. She went out of her way to delete our notes, but she can't go out of her way to put in grades. She went out of her way to delete our notes.
That is crazy.
Went out of our way to troll her. It was very funny. I got a kick out of it. The whole class got a kick out of it. And she was pretty salty. At the end of the day, that was my first time trolling a teacher. And
very memorable first time.
Yeah.
What about you, Rami? What do you have to say about the situation?
I mean, honestly, education-wise, I'm really disappointed.
Very disappointed.
Are teachers literally going out of their way
to make
a kid's life a little bit more miserable for her test? I mean, she said it herself. She's going to make the test harder, and then she's going to go ahead and take... Oh, and let me not forget, after the whole rebuttal, her comeback is to make... cut half the notes out. She literally said she has to finish the notes now.
What? I didn't know about this. What?
No. She did say that. I was just
She was like, I have to finish the notes. Are not done. I have to finish the notes.
There's no way this is legal, right?
Like, I don't know.
There's no way this can be legal.
Whatever it is, man. Honestly, we have to get better as humans. We have to, we have to do better than that.
Treat each other with love and respect daily.
We have to respect each other. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We're not the best kids in her class.
Definitely the worst. We're definitely the worst in her class. 100%.
But we don't act up the way that we've acted up in other classes.
I'd say we act up the second least in that class.
To be honest, she just absolutely just flips her shit.
She do be flipping her shit. Just adding, like, what was that one time? We were sitting there talking.
Jacob dunked a basketball and she absolutely lost it.
Okay, that is kind of understandable, but like,
no, it is not.
It really isn't.
She went into the trash can. She just absolutely lost her mind.
Okay, listen. One time we were just sitting there dabbing and she went crazy.
Oh my God.
We were sitting in our seats dabbing and she went so crazy and just stared at us for so long.
It was very uncomfortable.
I felt scared. I honestly felt scared. Miss Morris is a very scary woman.
Yeah. But I didn't get to view my opinion on it. I think.
Okay, what is your opinion?
Honestly, I would like to go off what Rami said. I'm just disgusted, to be honest, that a teacher would not only go out of her way to take notes off just to be a dickhead to her students, but then try to lie right back to our face. Like, how are we? We're smart kids. We're in a college course class.
There's a reason we're in an AP class.
There's a reason for it. So, do you really think you could stoop so low as to just tell us there's a glitch? Like, we're supposed to believe that? Like, we're supposed to just follow along with a glitch in Google Classroom? Like, honestly, hold on. I gotta play this. I'm sorry.
You gotta play one. I was about to say that. You gotta play one.
It's just like, whenever I heard that, I was just... Shut the hell up, Miss Morris. Just shut up. Listen, Miss Morris, I just want to give a personal shout out. If you're listening to this, I think you have destroyed me mentally. You have changed me as a person, and I hate you.
I love you. I don't know what he's talking about.
That's so cap.
Okay, I have a love hate relationship for the woman.
I hate her with every part of my body.
She.
Go ahead, Fedez.
Are you retarded? Hey,
are you sped?
Okay,
what the?
Are you
dumb?
Echoing. Just stop talking.
Oh my god! I screwed everything up.
Trent, leave. Get out of here.
Get out. Anyway, okay. Thank so, Miss Morris.
Oh.
There's only one thing I have to say to you. I don't know what to.
I don't know what to tell you.
Real talk. I really just don't know what to tell Ms. Morris.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, I really don't. What type of person does that?
There's not even like. Not even what ridiculous. Type of person. What type of ridiculous. Teacher does that?
Well, there is a girl in your class who was a senior who was crying about the vocab words.
Crying. She literally crying. Broke down.
Can I say something? Can I say
shout
something?
Shout out to you. I don't want to say your name because I feel like you wouldn't like to be on this. But I'm just going to say shout out
can
to you.
Can you please stop sneezing like a duck in the middle of class? That shit
it's really funny. It's actually kind of cool. She's a pretty cool person. Sometimes, you know, she gets a little feisty, but at the end of the day, we're not going to say her name, but you have to find a little bit of sympathy for people.
Can I say this about Miss Morris, please?
Say whatever you want.
Miss Morris, I used to like her. I did. When I first came in, I thought she was cool.
Imagine.
I thought everything was good. But then I started hanging out with you guys, and now she's starting to not like me. I'm starting to go down the list.
Listen,
it started with you, Robbie,
press the
so
button.
Just shut
Caleb,
up.
Press the
so
button.
Just
Caleb, press the button.
So shut up. Let me finish.
Shut
Let me
the
finish.
Hell up.
There it is. Go. You are Here a clown. Caleb,
you are a clown.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
No,
oh, no. That button doesn't work. That button doesn't work.
You're not
no, hold on. Let me fix it.
But now
you're
not a good teacher, and I don't like you anymore.
Tristan, your head looks like my left joystick on my controller.
Jalen, remember whenever I did, I was doing dribble size ups with his head?
Jalen, remember when your knees didn't work? Remember
when your knees didn't
work? I think this segment is coming to an end.
I think the show is coming to an end.
The show is actually coming to an end. This is our first episode, boys.
How did that go,
really
guys?
I think we did great. I hope
I think
you
we did great
enjoyed.
Too.
I hope
and
you guys enjoyed that more.
I hope you send this to your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Everyone,
and,
thank you. Thank
you. Help us grow.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Hold on. We need one person to end it.
Me.
Who should end it off?
Go ahead, Robbie.
Okay, Jalen, honestly, you're honorary. You got this.
Let me do it. That sounded horrible.
Goodbye. I hope you all have a good week, month, year, weekend, day, whatever.
All you
it
beautiful
is.
People.
I hope you all get what you are chasing for.
Share this. Share
here,
this with your friends.
Share
here
this
here
with
to
everybody.
Bring you, we are here to bring you a little bit, like an hour of comedy.
I hope you laughed. I hope you,
I hope you laughed.
I hope you at least breathed a little hard through your nose,
yeah.
Slight exhale. Slight exhale. We don't really expect you to be
smiled.
On the ground crying, but we just hope we made your day
smiled.
A little better.
All right.
And,
We'll see you all next week, I guess.
See you next week on any topics that will be happening on the week.
You can send us voice messages. We'll put a link.
Send,
we'll share.
Send us any topic. We'll shout you out. We'll shout anybody out. We'll shout you out for your birthday. You just have to hit us up.
Don't send us dick pic, please.
At the forecast.
Well, they can if they want. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Go check out our YouTube. Go check out our YouTube, The Forecast. Go check out our Instagram, The Forecast.
Everything is going to be at The Forecast. And let's just finish it off with a turtle sound from Dylan McDonald.
Turtle sound.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye.